I had originally prepared remarks, but in view of the hour, in view of the fact that it's Tu B'Shvat, we're worried about Shkia, and in view of the introduction, I will say very little other than some thank yous. Let me say some thank yous first to make sure that that is done appropriately. So these are thank yous on behalf of the family. I think we have to... pick up the mic. I hope that's better. Okay, sorry. So there have been several physicians who have been involved with my father-in-law from the beginning of his illness, from physicians, Chaim Abitan, Ari Ginsberg, Ezra Haller, and I have to emphasize my son-in-law, Yaakov Lipschitz, who's always been there, who's come out on a moment's notice, no matter where he was, doing all sorts of things at home that doctors don't usually do in the home, and I think who definitely contributed to the physical longevity of my father-in-law. He's also Talmid Chacham because he's the one who raised first for me the question of whether we say Hespedim on Tu B'Shvat, and so it turns out he was right that one doesn't, so that contributes to the evening as well, to the day as well. I also have to thank the aides who took care of my father-in-law. Starting really with Marta. Many who dive in Rabbi Brown's shul are familiar with Marta, but she also is a home health care aide, and she helped us when we just needed a little bit of help. She led us to her friend Sylvia, who's been wonderful, who's here today, who led us to her friend Monica, who's at home getting ready for the shiva and setting things up. And we also had someone named Tracy Ann, who may or may not be watching right now. The other Hakaras HaTov that I think I'm expressing is on behalf of my in-laws, on both of them. And fortunately, I was spared from the conundrum of praising my wife in public by the fact that the previous speakers have already expressed what incredible work Beverly has done, dedicating herself every moment for years, especially since they've moved in, but even before, to keeping them happy and healthy. There's no doubt that that has contributed greatly to their Aruch Yomim, and also to accomplishing what they wanted to accomplish. One of the goals of the family was that my father-in-law should be able to meet his end, his patira, comfortably at home, surrounded by family, rather than surrounded by bells and whistles and tubes and strange nurses. And that was only possible through the efforts of my wife. So I think there's a big Hakaras HaTov over there. I have to give a little ancillary but equally important Hakaras HaTov to my daughter, who made it possible for my wife to take care of her parents, because every Shabbos the food showed up, even though my wife kept saying, no, we don't need it. We needed it. So thank you, Yocheved. So I'm not going to talk a lot at all, just a couple of sentences about my father-in-law. And that's easy because a great deal of what I was going to say has already been said. So I won't repeat that. I will just emphasize a couple of points. Number one, he almost never got angry or raised his voice. He was even-tempered, incredibly so, and he only wanted shalom in the family. He wanted shalom in the world also, but he wanted shalom in the family. He took his davening seriously. He took his tehillim seriously. He took Torah seriously. One of his few moments that he had hanah in the last few weeks was when we were able to learn for a few minutes. And it distracted him. He was able to concentrate. He was no longer able to concentrate on most of the things that he did. But when it came to learning, Blat Gemara. Yeah, that he could do. That he could still do. The part of the story that Rabbi Bender mentioned about seeing all the children going to school that I know Rabbi Bender has mentioned in the past is the response, the oral response of my father-in-law. He looked at that, and I'm looking out here, and he said, we won. We won because look at what has survived. Look what we have produced. He was an incredibly gentle soul, and he only worried about his wife and his children. I ask for mechila from Mordechai Arya Yosef. I know he's going to be a Melech Yosher for us all. And that's it. You have the other announcements already.